This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And this was, to be honest, a day of second-tier economic reports. Retail sales were up more than expected. Business inventories also up. Inflation not only lower than expected, but actually negative in point of fact. The consumer price index fell 0.1%, mostly on lower gas prices. But then, long about midday, the Federal Reserve spoke. We got a look at the minutes from the Fed's last meeting, and with it, a clue as to the fate of the Fed's program that's been buying $85 billion worth of bonds and mortgage-backed securities every single month for a whole lot of months now. The Fed says that while growth has been a bit weaker than it thought, it's still good enough for them to start trimming those purchases, thinking about it in coming months. And that much-awaited trimming has come to be called the taper. When it finally arrives, the stakes will be high. How do we know? Because Marketplace's David Gura has been talking to some expert taperers.
You want to know how to taper? Talk to Tom Comeau.
I've been doing this for over 35 years.
Comeau runs Michael Thomas Clothiers in downtown D.C.
This is our tailor shop back here. We have two or three sewing machines. We have all the thread. They have the press machine here.
While the Fed will be tapering what's known as quantitative easing, or QE3, Comeau tapers pants. That's wide around the thigh, narrow at the ankle.
Your hand has to be very skilled.
If it isn't, if you cut off too much fabric, you could ruin the pants.
You can't make it too tight because then they can't bend their knee, and when they sit down at work, then it's grabbing and it's pulling, so it's too tight.
If the Fed cuts too much, the economy could suffer. Comeau knows when to stop because he's done this 1,000 times before. But you see, the Fed doesn't have much experience tapering.
It's definitely learning by doing.
Justin Wolfers is an economist at the University of Michigan.
And it's going to be a process of experimenting, and I think that's one of the reasons the taper is going to be so gradual.
Timing is very important when you're tapering a bond buying program. Kevin Jakes teaches economics at Baldwin Wallace University.
As the Fed undertakes this, it has to gauge how the economy is going to respond and how financial markets are going to respond.
If you try to accelerate the process, if you try to dip it too quickly, you're going to wash away all the wax that you've established.
Wax is not an economic term. Kathy Shaw is a candle maker. She runs the Beeswax Candle Company in Lynchburg, Virginia, where she hand dips tapered candles in a melting machine.
If you want to look inside, there's about 100 pounds of beeswax in there.
Now, I don't know what quantitative easing smells like, but this stuff smells amazing.
And it's about 160 degrees. If you have it too hot, it won't stick to the wick. And if it's too cool, it will get very lumpy. So we hope for the perfect temperature.
Kathy Shaw is worried about getting the temperature just right. For the Fed, it's about buying just the right amount of bonds. If it doesn't, according to Kevin Jakes,
the economy could slow down, mortgage rates could go up. It could have an adverse impact on the stock market and financial wealth.
And consumption could go down, and that could be way worse for our two taperers than a broken candle or a botched pair of pants. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.